Oh, now that was hot. Hot, hot, hot.
I want to hear the rest of Sean's deal. 8 pumps? That's how many you do with that Purell?
Oh, let him do his little equation.
Yeah, show him how it goes, Sean. Show him how it goes.
Go ahead. Show your boy.
It's not...
Hey, okay. Why do you get upset? Why do you get upset?
Well, he says it's bizarre, and I don't think it is.
Not at all.
Did I say, or you say?
I did.
It's just different from us.
Sky.
It is. But that doesn't make it bizarre.
Sky, we would use 1 squirt of Purell.
Right.
Yeah, she asked me to use some of this hand sanitizer.
But I knew I couldn't touch it, so I had him pump it in my hands.
Right. So I started pumping it, and she was like, oh, no, wait, no, I'm drowning. Dude, I only did like a 1 1/2 pumps before she started freaking out.
Well,
is he exaggerating, Sky?
No, I am not. I'm not exaggerating.
No, he gave me 2 full pumps, but he's right. I started freaking out during 1 1/2. Okay, but show him how it goes and do the whole counting thing out loud so we can see how it works.
Do you want me to actually do it?
Do it and count it so that listeners can hear.
Because
so,
he says the counting goes on in his head, but I want to hear it out loud.
Yeah, so here's how it goes. You go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 divided by 2 is 4, divided by 2 is 2, divided by 2 is 1.
You do that in your head?
Yes.
Every time.
Divided by 2 is 2. You do that thing?
Yeah, I do the 2 divided
Sean,
by 2.
Sean, you're putting it on your forearms.
It went through this whole thing.
We tried to tell him he's not a doctor.
The
he doesn't need
is,
to scrub
when,
up.
When surgeons prepare for surgery, they not only clean their hands, they also clean up their arms.
Are you telling me that you're about to perform surgery?
No, I'm not telling you I'm about to perform surgery.
You just told me when a surgeon scrubs up that he...
Yes, that's what I said.
And I asked you, are you about to perform surgery?
Yes, Mikey,
you just,
I am.
Okay.
I am.
Oh, okay.
Like, we all know Eddie's a doctor. Are you a surgeon?
Well, I'm not a doctor.
And we just didn't know it. Sean the surgeon. Sketchy. Shawnee? Shawnee?
No? Can you get my wife on?
Yes.
Get my wife on. Do you guys go through this with your spouses? I know everybody probably does this, where you call your spouse and you're looking for something and you know where it is and you're telling them where it is and they're like, it's not there.
Oh, that drives me nuts.
You go through that with Sarah Boston Rob?
Yeah, and I've done that with like my brothers.
Uh-huh.
Like call somebody and you try to explain exactly where it is and you think you're doing a good job, but to them it's the most foreign description of anything ever.
Because she's trying to find those earbuds. And she says that she found some earbuds, but they don't have the name on them. Honey, are you there?
Yeah.
How's Jake doing?
He's doing good. I was just getting ready to put some stuff in his eye. I'm kind of nervous because it's not the normal drops that we did last time. So.
What is it?
It's like a an ointment that you squeeze into his eye.
Oh.
You know, like it looks like gel, kind of.
How long has he got to do that?
For a week. My mom's here, though. She's going to help me, so.
Now, you look for the earbuds?
Yeah, I found a pair in your left-hand dust drawer.
Yeah, in the top?
Yeah, in the top. They're silver, but they don't have, like, a brand name or anything on them. The only thing they say is one says R for right and one says L for left.
Can you...
They're silver gray.
Can you keep looking, honey, and bring any kind of earbuds that you find?
Well, the only other ones I can find are the iPod earbuds.
And those are the little white ones.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Okay, bring those silver ones, but also look in every drawer.
Okay, I will.
And in the truck, in the middle section.
Yeah.
There's probably some in there, and it may even be the ones that I'm looking for.
Okay, I'll look in there because I got to get your iPod out of there anyway.
When are you coming?
We're going to leave probably within an hour.
Okay.
So we'll be there fairly soon.
Hi, right, honey.
Okay, hon. Love you.
Love you, too.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
I know those things are there.
So those aren't the ones she's talking about that she found?
I don't know. Hey, Bobby Kernels, did you get the little adapter?
I haven't gone yet.
Oh.
Do you want me to go right now?
It doesn't matter. She said they're going to leave within the hour, so whatever. I mean, as long as I got them by the time she gets here, I'm good. I want to try what Sean's doing. You just yawned, Sky.
I know.
Uh-oh.
I know. It's nappy time.
Way too early to start that.
Oh, is it ever.
Nappy time.
This is weird, man. Every time we've done this, this is the time I die.
Yeah.
This is my nap time.
Mm.
I'm as fresh as when we started.
Whoa. Boy, Eddie.
You're as fresh as a daisy.
Oh, I've heard that about
you. I don't know what's going on. I don't know what's going on.
You're the man? How about that?
I agree with you.
Yeah.
Wait a second.
God, Eddie, you are awesome.
Okay.
Keep it coming.
I don't think we need to
indulge. Chill down. Come on.
Oh, we're back, Sean. Chill down.
Yeah. Chill town.
This got weird.
You, me, and Ash.
No.
That's right.
We're Chill Town.
No.
Yes, we are.
No.
Yes, we are.
Yeah, we are.
No.
Yeah, we are.
Is that Josie Scott?
I think so. Chill Town.
Mm-mm.
You can't fight it.
I don't need to.
You can't fight the Chill Town.
Why is our system is so messed up, man? You can't look up any songs, nothing.
What are you trying to find?
Saliva.
Which one?
I don't know. I want to look at them. Read them to me.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Nope.
Always.
Hey, what are you looking at that I can't see?
I know.
Wait.
Let me try this again. Hang on.
Oh, just hang on, everybody. Hi, Sean.
How are you able to bring that up and see that, and I can't bring it up in here?
I have no idea. You want me to come check it out for you?
Please. Please.
Please.
As a fellow gay bad.
As a fellow gay man.
All right. We're going to try to find Saliva music's cool. Josie Scott?
What's up, brother?
How you doing, dude?
I'm doing well. I heard you guys been up for a while.
Well, we've been up since about 3 or 4 this morning. Started the show at 6. And we'll be off the air tomorrow morning at 10.
Nice.
So
Have you had any rock and roll kind of help?
No, we do not play. During this period of time, part of the craziness of it is that we don't play any music. We don't play any commercials. It's just us for 28 straight hours.
Well, that's nice of you to say, but I wasn't talking about that kind of rock and roll help. I was talking about the,
Uh-oh.
Oh, drugs and alcohol.
About a bump?
Yeah.
You made rock and roll help,
you mean, have we done any bumps?
Have you done a bump or two?
No, we have not. No, we do not promote drugs or alcohol on the Mikey Show. Hey, listen, Josie, I got to tell you. Ran out and bought myself a, what is it called? The Daddy Fryer, or what did you call it last time I talked to you?
The Fry Daddy.
Went out and got myself a Fry Daddy. After I talked to you the last time, because last time we talked to you, you had just come off the road, and I said, are you at home? You said, yeah. I said, have you had a home-cooked meal yet? You said, last night, first time. I asked you what you had. You said you had catfish in the Fry Daddy.
Mm-hmm.
Went and ordered one. Actually, I take that back. It was a gift from some friends of ours that moved to Tennessee. And,
nicely done.
Yeah, and my wife told them about the conversation that you and I had about the Fry Daddy. So they bought me one in Tennessee, and they sent it to us. And we went to the grocery store, bought some fresh catfish, and we had a catfish fry. And, dude, I got to tell you, it was phenomenally good.
Awesome.
It was so good.
Well, I told you.
It was really, really good, man.
It's one of those. That's one of them Southern things that I think should be international law. I think everybody should have to experience catfish in a Fry Daddy because it's so easy. You just take the catfish, batter it in some flour, and put all your favorite little spices on it. You can put lemon butter or garlic on it, and then throw it in the Fry Daddy. And when it floats, it's ready.
Hey, and here's the thing. My brother said this. He goes, The deal with catfish is, and anybody listening in the audience right now, we're talking to Josie Scott, lead singer of Saliva, and he's from Tennessee. You got to remember this. My brother taught me this, catfish can go from delicious to disgusting within a day. So you got to have it so fresh, preferably right out of the water.
Right.
And if you have it like that, it's truly delicious.
Absolutely.
Now, where are you now, Josie?
I'm at home in Memphis. I'm getting ready to go on tour. Yep.
Right on.
Just had a brand new baby boy and on St. Patty's Day.
Aww. Congratulations, man.
Yep. Got a brand new baby, Justice.
Is that his name is Justice?
Yeah, named him Justice Brody.
There you go. Our boys could end up playing with each other because my son was born September 9th. And
well, congratulations.
Yep, so my boy just turned 2 months old. His name is Jake. And so we're both new dads.
All the J names are such cool guy names,
yeah,
you know?
That's right.
We looked at Jake, and we were going to name him Josie Jr., and then we came across Justice, and it was just the strongest name we could find. And then we gave him a strong Irish middle name, which is Brody.
That's kind of a cool name.
Yeah, me and my wife are both half Irish and half Cherokee Indian, so we wanted to give him a spicy name, you know.
Both of you guys are?
Your wife? Wait, so you're telling me your wife is half Irish, half Cherokee Indian, and you're half Irish, half Cherokee Indian?
Yes, I am. Isn't that crazy?
That is kind of, that's very unique.
I'm from Memphis, and she was a model from Tulsa, Oklahoma, and I met her. We were playing there one night at this place called the Voodoo Room, and she was a spokesmodel for a local television station there, and she was a UPN girl, and I ran into her, and I was never the same. I saw this girl, and I was like, I think I turned to my guitar player, and I said, if I had that, I would never bitch another word in my life, and I got her. I went to Walmart and bought her 3 roses and came back and was nervous. I become a total geek when beautiful women come around, especially in a town like San Diego where there's millions and millions and millions of beautiful, gorgeous women. I just become a bumbling nerd. Rock star is not even in my vocabulary.
That's awesome.
So she was like that. She was beautiful like that, like them San Diego girls. And I just walked up to her and I said, I don't know if anybody told you this today, but I want to tell you that you're the most beautiful thing I've ever seen in my life.
And she loved it.
She said, she just smiled real big, and she said, well, thank you. That's so sweet. And I didn't try to, finagle her or nail her or nothing. I gave her the flowers, and I was a gentleman, and I walked away. And we ended up talking that night for, God, 4 or 5 hours. And I told her to drop all her stuff and come on the road with me, and she wouldn't do it. Being a true Southern lady, she wouldn't have that. So I courted her for another couple of months, and we ended up dating on the road, and I asked her to marry me. And we've been married for 3 wonderful years and have a beautiful new son, Justice.
Dude, that's a great story, man. I love that. I love to hear that. It's really cool. We met Josie at a place called Smirnoff Ice House, Eddie? Was that it?
Yeah.
In Smirnoff Ice House. And he was the nicest guy. And he was, you know, he was just sitting at the, he was standing there at the bar, and we were there, and we just said hi to him, and he was a really nice, pleasant guy. I'm going to play just a second here of some of your music. I got a question for you, Josie.
Yes, sir.
Do you drive any cool cars?
Mm-hmm.
What do you like?
I got a pretty sweet little collection. My wife is actually pretty jealous of my love of cars because cars are like the other woman to my wife. So mm-hmm. I bought her a 03 lipstick red convertible Corvette. Mm-hmm. I have a 05 Escalade that is my country boy truck. I have a 1975 Cadillac DeVille convertible that is also lipstick red. And I have a 72 Nova Supersport.
Oh, nice.
I have a 1968 Chevrolet Impala. And
what color?
What color is it? It's silver and black, of course.
Okay.
And my prized possession, the jewel in my crown, is my 1969 Cadillac limousine owned by Elvis Presley.
Wow. Whoa. Look at that.
Yeah.
Do you ever get one of the cars, drive around, and listen to Saliva?
Sometimes I do. My wife is a real big fan of our music, and every time I get in her car, she's listening to it. And so I've ended up listening to it. My kids really love it, too. We have four children together, and our kids are all about it. So we've driven around in the convertible with the top down listening to Saliva before, yeah.
That's cool. I only ask you that because I know that I have.
Right.
It's a fun experience listening to Saliva music real loud while you're driving. It's cool.
Yeah, but I'm probably the only car you'd be in that you'd hear Saliva, Lynyrd Skynyrd, and probably Tim McGraw before the night was over.
There you go. There you go.
Depends on how far down into the bottle of Jack we get.
That's right. It's worth mentioning that Saliva is going to be at the Rock Before Christmas.
Yes.
And the Rock Before Christmas is when, Eddie? December 10th, is that right?
4th and B.
December 10th, and tickets are available if you want to get them at
Saliva,
Ticketmaster.
Papa Roach, Shinedown, Head P.E. It's going to be a rad show.
Very cool.
Yeah, all good buddies of ours. It's going to be a great show.
Josie, why did you go to Walmart to buy your wife flowers?
Thank you.
Why did I?
Yeah.
Because Walmart is the redneck mall, my friend.
That's awesome.
Well, good point.
That's very nice.
There ain't nothing I need that I can't get at Walmart.
That's awesome. That's You're great. Just in Walmart. Josie Scott comes cruising through. Why not?
Hey, isn't that the lead singer of Saliva over right? there in hardware?
I get that even here. We were there last night buying some DVDs. And
what'd you get?
I think I got, we had to, I call it, I'm a real big movie fan, and we let our friends borrow some of our movies, and we, of course, never get them back, but we don't care. So we go to replace the ones we already had. I think we got Forrest Gump. We got, let's see, Amityville Horror.
Mm-hmm. The new one or the old one?
The Omen just came out. My wife's a big horror fan, so we got American Haunting, which is actually about Tennessee, which I recommend you guys all watch because that's a true story about the Bell Witch in Union City, Tennessee. It's actually called a different city in the movie, but in Union City, Tennessee, the Bell Witch is actually one of the most famous hauntings that has ever been in the United States because there was actually a life lost because of the spirit or whatever.
Josie, what about new stuff? Have you seen the Borat movie yet?
I have not, man. The last new movie I saw, I'm so busy on tour with the guys, and I do a little acting here and there. The last new movie I got to see was Talladega Nights.
Did you like it?
Oh, I loved it. Yeah. Are you kidding?
What's your favorite movie of all time?
Favorite movie of all time? Oh, man. I'd have to say Scarface.
Wow.
Frame for frame is American classic cinema. You just can't. I mean, every frame could be a picture on the wall, and people would identify with it.
The world is yours.
That's right.
All right. Well, listen, man, we're going to get tickets, go see your show, and we appreciate you coming on. You're always fun to talk to, Josie.
Well, I appreciate it, and y'all are always fun to talk to as well, and I love that city, man.
I've
got a true, special soft spot in my heart for San Diego.
It's a great place.
It's Ron Burgundy land.
That's right. Stay classy, San Diego.
Yeah.
Well, thank
That's
you,
right.
Josie. We appreciate
thank
it, man.
You stay classy, San Diego.
That's right. Thanks, man.
Bye.
We'll see ya.
Super duper. That's nice.
He's fun.
He's always a nice guy.
Wow. How are you guys not like BS? He loves cars. He loves movies. And he likes to cook fish.
He likes the fry daddy.
He likes the fry daddy.
Because he also likes to drink a lot of Jack.
Yeah.
That's true.
A couple bumps.
Yeah. That's true.
And so there's just enough things to keep us not so right on the same page. But he's a neat guy.
He's always so cool.
Very nice to talk to him.
Yeah.
Lee Boyd Malvo got a life sentence in prison. A sniper.
Yeah, in Maryland. He, you know, he was the younger one.
Hey, boy.
No. That's Omid Popal?
I don't know. Is that a question?
Okay, please.
Are you asking a question? It sounded like you were asking a question.
All right. Mohammed Ibrahim Fuad El-Shaway.
What did he get?
Anyway, Leopold Malvo has already been sentenced.
Mohammed Saleh Ahmed Murray.
Him too?
Was he involved?
Well, he's already been sentenced to life in prison in Virginia for the sniper shootings, but he had another trial in Maryland because some, sniper shootings happened there too. So earlier today, he was sentenced to life in prison for 6 murders in Maryland, but they say it's very unlikely that he'll actually be in a Maryland prison because Virginia ruled first, and so he'll probably spend his...
That California rules even more than they do.
Yeah.
California rules.
Oh, well, no, but he didn't kill people here.
You're saying California, whatever state you said, rules. Well, I think we rule.
They don't.
Well, yeah, no, we rule. I mean, they did the trial first, so, you know,
so
they have
rule.
Priority over
They don't rule.
So,
our trials rule.
Anyway.
A Turkish man wants an apology from Borat.
What? Uh-huh. Very nice! A hot five!
Okay. All right. Well, yeah.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Yes.
Yeah, good.
She has a nice physique.
Yeah.
She
very
has
nice.
A wonderful physique.
Yeah.
Well, this Turkish man, I guess.
I am hoping that Madonna will be a very good father for him.
Okay.
Jews?
What? Well, this Turkish guy claims that Sacha Cohen, who is, you know, Borat, ripped
very
him
nice.
Off and
well,
has based...
not a real guy, is what you're saying.
Well, yeah, it's an actor-comedian who plays, you know... The character Borat.
What?
So this dude from Turkey, I guess he has like some web page.
What about from him?
Eddie.
It's country Eddie. He's Turkish.
Stop it.
Oh. He's not Hamish.
So he
they
has
all
a,
live in Pennsylvania.
He has like a web page
drive
where
carts.
He posts video of himself, you know, interviewing people and doing stupid stuff, kind of like we see, you know, Borat doing. And so he says that his website has been flooded with emails to tell him that he has been ripped off by Sacha Cohen. So he says he is flying to London to see if he can get Sacha Cohen to admit that, you know, his character is based on him. Sacha Cohen has already commented on the issue, saying that the character of Borat is based on a Russian doctor that he met once.
Where's my Borat song?
It's up in the top left, middle top left-ish.
False.
No, true. Blue?
False.
Pink? Middle top left-ish blue.
They are Barot and his cowboy Astana band. Give him a nice round of hoot and holler and applause.
This is a song called Nemogzrovich Domovon. It's been in my country, there is a problem. There is problem, and that problem is transport. It takes very, very long because Kazakhstan is big. Throw transport down the well. So my country can be free. So my country can be free. We must make travel easy. Throw the Jew down the well.
my country can be free. You must grab him by his horns. Then we have a big party. Throw the Jew down the well. So my country can be free. You must grab him by his horns. Then we have a big party. Thank you.
Yeah. Is that from the movie?
No, I think it's from the Ali G show.
Yeah.
Show.
Holy Toledo.
Oh, my God.
They're wow. all singing.
Yeah, they're singing
the
it with
the
it.
Right.
Clapping along.
Like, do they not realize that these are anti-Semitic sentiments that yeah. Borat is singing?
I don't think they care.
They don't care?
They don't.
Ah,
they
welcome
share
to,
that sentiment.
Welcome to Tucson, everybody.
Oh, my God.
Enjoy your stay.
That's so ridiculous.
Jeez.
Hey, we're going to do a men's panel here in a minute.
Oh.
We've done a female panel, and we're going to do another female panel today. But today, the men's panel will consist of Danny,
yes.
B-Dub, and Russell.
And this is intern Danny?
Intern Danny.
Nice.
We wanted to get, you know, various people of different ages. Did Bollinger ever get back to you?
He wrote me today.
How long ago did you write him?
I don't know.
A while ago. He got back to you today?
Yeah.
And what did he say?
He can't do it. And he wouldn't have done it anyway, he said, because he's not good on the radio.
Oh, man. Oh. He's a nice guy.
Yes.
I like that Bollinger. I sure hope everything goes well with Bob Bollinger.
Okay.
As do I.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean by that?
Yes, we don't need to elaborate, yes.
I mean with the contract negotiation.
No, I know. That's why I said.
Oh, well, I thought you meant something.
No, that's why I said you don't need to elaborate.
Every phone line ringing.
Yeah.
Let's see what's going on. Mikey show.
Yeah, how's it going? I just wanted to comment on the Borat show, if you guys are, or the Borat movie. You guys want to talk about it on air again.
Yeah, go ahead. What'd you want to say?
I heard a comment from Will Ferrell.
Mm-hmm.
Was saying he left the theater in tears because he realized that he would never be that funny.
Oh, man.
Wow.
Really?
I heard. That's what I heard. We all left the movie last night, and a couple of people I were with saw the interview, and they said he was just laughing, you know, like thought it was one of the funniest things he's ever seen. So I thought it was a pretty funny comment.
That's awesome.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you.
I just heard you guys playing that song from the Ali G show, and that, I don't know, just made me think about it.
Thank you very much. Mikey show.
Yeah, I just called to let OJ know that Britney Spears is free now.
Oh, really? I appreciate that.
Hadn't heard.
Man, she's got one fine-looking neck.
Okay.
Man,
that Kiefer better not show up with some sunglasses.
Yeah.
Because he'll get it, too.
Plus, the whole thing might make me mad.
I tell you what. That's all I need is another one, bitch.
Uh-oh.
That means I'll kill them both by chopping their heads off.
Oh,
you can't say that, OJ.
Hey, oh, double the, over the top, OJ. Hey, double over the top, OJ.
Yes?
Careful, man.
Regular OJ. Don't you know what innuendo
no,
is?
I'm moderate, OJ.
Okay.
That
you can
there,
say choppy,
pleasure
choppy.
To meet you. And that there is over the top, OJ.
Over the top.
Talk
and,
about the choppy choppy. And here, you are double over the top, OJ.
Yeah, that's why I want to murder them.
No, no,
in cold blood.
No,
you don't want to say that. No. He's kidding.
Yeah, like, that's too much, man.
Okay.
I'll try and tone it down, then.
Yeah, please do.
Stick to the white bitches.
Hey, hey.
Wait.
Over the top.
What good point, I do? Over the top.
Over the top.
A little subtle for my taste, but
a little, like, way too much for my taste. Try to remember, when you're making your jokes, one of us was saved by the Lord a few years ago, okay? And, like, gets all freaked out when you say certain things.
Oh, does that make a difference?
Well, to a person with different sentiments than you, yes. You know, different sensitivity level.
Duly noted.
Yeah. You mean duly noted like all those other times I've called you off the air and told you, hey, I got sensibilities please be careful of them?
No, I mean, like, in one ear and out the other as I chop it off. Like my blade.
Wow.
Hey, double over the top and over the top.
What's the word, OJ?
Please, y'all.
Moderate, OJ?
I'm moderate. Please, y'all, tone it down a little bit. You're freaking me out.
Mikey Show.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
I'm trying to find out how you can become a P1. I've been listening to the 28-hour show basically all day. And, yeah, I hear all these P1s, and I'm interested in finding out how to become one.
I would love for you to, and that's why we do the 28-hour show, is we know that there's a lot of listeners that don't normally listen to the Mikey Show. We know that there's a lot of listeners that listen to different morning shows, and kind of the reason that we do this, our goal is to create new listeners, and so...
Well, I've been listening for about a year and a half. I actually moved out here from the East Coast, mm-hmm. and I was involved in radio back there. And I've been struggling trying to find actual good radio morning shows in particular.
Uh-huh.
And the Mikey Show is phenomenal. I mean, you guys are definitely doing stuff that should be in L.A. and New York and even Chicago.
What station did you work at?
I worked for Clear Channel, amazingly enough. I worked for WROV in Roanoke, Virginia. Jammin' JJS. I was on WAZR, which is Kiss FM in Harrisonburg. I was an assistant program director. And when I came out here, I was in voiceovers for a bit, and yeah.
That's cool, man.
Yeah, so I've enjoyed listening to you guys.
Basically,
all except for B-Rob screwing up on the Boston sports trivia.
Exactly.
That is ridiculous.
Thanks for bringing that up, sir.
Oh, no.
Problem.
Hey, B-Rod, okay. Take it easy.
Hey,
if you don't know that David Ortiz broke it this year... I mean, I can understand you not knowing a lot about 1986, but I grew up in Hartford, Connecticut, and I hate the Red Sox.
Listen,
screaming at the
radio.
You
grew up in Hartford and you hate the Red Sox?
Hartford.
Is that why you moved to Virginia?
Yeah. When you sit there and you listen to somebody go, "Oh, I think it's David Ortiz," that's a good pick. But when you go back to Ted Williams, even though he's a local guy, it happened this year.
That's got to piss you off.
I mean, this year, bro. I'm 24 years old, just like you. And I'm sitting there going, I'm screaming at the radio.
Go back to New Hampshire.
I mean, if I become a P1, it's going to be P1, B-Rob doesn't know Boston sports.
Ooh, yeah.
I like it.
Snap. A P1 is somebody that calls into the show and turns their radio down, gets to the point, and doesn't cuss.
Okay.
And you are all those things, so you're a P1. You're officially a P1.
Sweet. So I'm going to be P1, B-Rob doesn't know Boston sports.
There you go.
That's
great. All right. You guys have a good show.
Thank you.
You are the man.
Sweet. It's time for us to legally ID.
You're listening to the 28-hour Mikey Marathon.
Brought to you by Fox 6 News.
On KIOZ, San Diego's rock station.
Rock 105.3.
The following takes place between 3 p.m. and 4 p.m.
Now we're into it. Now we're into afternoon drive.
Here we are.
You're in afternoon drive.
That's right, y'all.
Yeah.
Chop it.
Afternoon drive.
Used to do afternoon drive with Sky in San Jose.
Ah, the good old days, huh, Mike?
That's right. It's when Sky and I first met.
Yeah, we were friends.
I know it. She had the biggest crush on me, I'll tell you what.
It was sad in a way.
Yeah, I mean, just like how she would follow me around like a puppy dog.
Everywhere.
I don't recall any of that actually happening.
With those puppy dog eyes and just the biggest crush possibly imagine.
Up late at night, crying, writing in her diary.
What are you talking
Dear
about?
Dear diary.
I was living with my husband at the time. Okay, well, I'm going to take off now. Thanks.
All right, we're going to do the men's panel. Here's the way it works. We've got men of various ages. Russell. Brian, Danny, Russell, how old are you?
32.
How old are you, Brian?
32.
Danny?
24.
Okay, so you've got men of various ages. And basically what this is about, and we're going to do a female panel a little bit later where men will be able to call and ask the female stuff, but this is designed, clear these lines for me, B-Rob. This is designed to be a open forum of extraordinarily honest communication. Ladies that are listening, you can call and ask these men anything that you'd like, anything that you want to know about men. You ever wondered what it would be like to be a fly on the wall when a bunch of men are together? Have you ever wondered what it would be like to be able to ask a man a question and actually get a real, honest answer? Because maybe the man that you're with tells you what you want to hear. That's what this is designed for, so that you could ask questions and get honest answers. The questions that maybe you don't want to hear, but you need to hear because they're true. That's what this is about. And a lot of times when you ask your husband or your boyfriend or a guy that you're dating or a guy that you like or a guy that you did like, you're not going to get a very honest answer. That's what the forums are about. We've done these forums various times during the Mikey Show's existence. Again, coming up at... Where's my schedule? Coming up at 4 o'clock.
What was that?
It was Brian, Sean, pretending to snore because I was apparently boring him.
That wasn't at all.
What was it, Brian?
I have sleep apnea sometimes.
No, is that what it is?
I'm a little narcoleptic.
Yeah.
Make sure we have him back next year, Mikey.
That's right. At 4 o'clock, the women's panel with Elizabeth, Gina, and Sarah. All right, we already have women lining up that want to ask you guys questions. And the reason that we have these varying ages is so that you can get the perspective of different people or different men of different ages. P1 Danielle, are you there?
Yep, I'm here.
Go ahead, Danielle.
Okay, why don't guys like to talk about issues that girls are so obsessed with? Like, if there's an issue in a relationship, and a girl's like, we need to talk about this, never want to talk about it.
Russell.
Well, I'm going to say it's because guys don't always talk about their emotions. Kind of keep that closer to the vest. Women like to...
That's what she's getting at. She wants to know why. Why?
Now, why is it so hard for you to express your emotion when women, it's so much easier?
Why is it?
I don't think I have a problem with it, actually. I usually can get it out. It's not always the nicest thing to say sometimes, but I usually get my emotions out. I tell it like it is. You know, I'm pretty upfront, straightforward, sometimes to a fault, but I at least get it out.
I got to write this down again, Russell. How old are you again?
32.
B-Dub?
32.
You guys are both 32.
Correct.
And Danny, how old did you say you were again?
24.
B-Dub, you have any comments on that?
You know, I'm a lot like Russell. I like to think that I'm very open. I maybe blunt to a fault sometimes. But I think sometimes when guys want to express themselves to women, it's that they don't want to be too direct because the women could take that the wrong way. And I think
we are pretty emotional.
Yeah, and I think a lot of times the guys want to get a message across without having to be so direct. You know, it's like the same old thing, you know, when a girl asks a guy, do I look good? Well, that is a no-win situation. Of course you look good. You know, I wouldn't have married you. I wouldn't be with you if you didn't look good. Is it flattering or is it, you know, you have to be very careful how you phrase things. So I think sometimes guys want to maybe think a little bit before they talk, and that's why they maybe are a little apprehensive to be so open right away.
Danny. Danny is 24.
I would say maybe because it's a repetitive question, or sometimes it's a dumb question. It's no need to be said.
Danny's saying that maybe it's a question that maybe he feels. Danny says maybe it's because it's a question that you've asked before.
Could be, but I mean, I think most women need that kind of security to hear things more than once.
How old are you, Danielle?
I'm 20 and I'm married and I have issues with my husband like crazy.
Well, there you go. You're 20 years old and you're married.
That's the reason.
Yeah, but we've been together for like 7 years.
So. That's even better, going back and building that relationship at 13 when you don't know what's going on. I think you just need to... It sounds like you're a little insecure in your relationship. And I think if over time...
It's not that I'm insecure. It's just that we have, like, I mean, issues that he just won't... discuss with me.
Like, give me an example. Give me an example.
Like laundry. He will get mad at me for not doing laundry on my day off. And then I'm like, what made you so mad? And he'll just, I don't want to talk about it. And whatever. We'll talk about it later.
Do you normally do his laundry?
Yeah. Are you responsible for this dude's laundry?
Yeah.
Why don't you do the laundry?
Yeah, then why don't you do it on your day off?
Well, you know, yesterday, I was busy running errands all day. I got a new job, went and did the pre-drug screening and all of that, and then we also had some issues.
Can you hold on just a minute? Can you hold on just a second, Danielle? We're having some technical difficulties. She's a beating.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
I'm just,
you play that song?
All I'm telling you is that I...
You're beating.
Sorry, we were having some technical difficulties there, Danielle. But listen, you got to...
My name's not Sky, I'm sorry.
All right. Well, listen, Danielle, I wish you the best of luck, but I'm going to tell you, it sounds like you both play a role. Sounds like you both play a role in these arguments. I hope that works out. Megan has an interesting question. Are you there, Megan?
Yeah, hi.
Megan wants to know if the line, women intimidate them. In other words, people will tell you, Megan, if I'm to understand the question correctly, like your girlfriends and people, they will tell you, the reason that you don't have a guy or the reason that guys don't hit on you or the reason that guys aren't picking up on you is because you intimidate them.
Yeah, I get it all the time. Like, I always have guys come up to me later and they're like, oh, you're really beautiful, you're so pretty. But this is like after, and they say they didn't come up to me before because they were just really intimidated, which I think sounds like a load of BS.
Russell, 32 years old. Go ahead, Russell.
Well, I think the intimidation thing is something that, you know, if she's a hot chick, like she's maybe sounding like, but it seems to me that they're going to put off this, well, I'm hot kind of body language also, and, mm-hmm. and it's kind of a turn off to guys. They're just kind of like, you know, whatever. And then maybe a little bit of liquid courage gets in a guy, and he's like, all right, well, you know what? It's later on the night, whatever. She's still by herself. I'll go check it out, you know. So, I mean, my initial reaction is that, yeah, you know, a lot of beautiful women will kind of put off that, you know. It's something to be said. You'll see a beautiful woman, and you say, wow, but she's cool,
mm-hmm.
you know. And there's so many that are just total beatings or just, you know, bitches. And then you get the cool hot chick, and that's the one you approach. I'd say that maybe it's just, you know, guys.
50% they're intimidated, and the other 50% is the vibe that she's putting out.
Yeah, I would think so.
Brian?
Yeah, I think it's a little bit of her. I think, you know, Megan, it might be your attitude. I think you might have in your head that you are so attractive that you're so worried about your presentation. You put off a vibe that's, you know, guys don't want to kind of step up to the challenge. There's no question that a guy sees a good-looking gal, all of a sudden, it's the game's on. It's, let's just see what's going to happen. But, you know, I'm envisioning a girl that worries about dressing to the nines wherever she goes out with her friends, has to have expensive sunglasses, has to have the hair always done, spends a ton of money on everything in fashion. And sometimes guys don't, you know, need a girl right out of the tabloids. They don't need a girl right out of the magazines. You need to have a little bit of a personality as well. So maybe kind of chill on the vibe a little bit and just try to be a little more friendly.
I like that, though. Like, I'm not into name brands. Like, I look good. I keep in shape and stuff, but I'm way humble when it comes to my appearance.
Okay. Danny, 24 years old. What do you think?
I'd just say sort of the same thing as B-Dub. I mean, if you look pretty good, that's one thing. But if you carry that sort of vibe about you that is sort of overpowering, a lot of guys will back off from that. Like, I know myself, I'll take a girl that's maybe like a, you know, like a 7 or an 8 over a drop-dead gorgeous girl that's a 9 that's, you know, very, very intimidating, you know, girl that I just don't need to be with. I'd rather take a step backwards.
Megan, is it possible, because I hear what you're saying, Megan, that you say, I'm not really like that.
Well, I don't walk around, like, with my nose stuck in there like I'm hot stuff all the time. I actually really don't think, like, when people compliment me like that, like, it's usually a surprise to me.
But do you run with a pack of girls that kind of does act like that? Remember, you're a product of who you hang out with.
It's true.
You know, you kind of, you know, as a guy, the way when you were talking about, when I hear that, I picture that gal with a group of girls and kind of roll out and think that they have to be, you know, we have a couple of them in our building mm-hmm. that are so worried about their appearance that it's like, hey, they're attractive gals, but come on, Two words, high maintenance.
Yeah.
No one wants high maintenance.
Megan, I appreciate the phone call. Thank you. P1 Rowdy is on the line, and she is in a relationship with a younger guy and wants to ask you guys questions about it. Remember, this is a open forum for women to call in. Just realize that the answers that you get are going to be very honest. In a relationship with a younger guy, how old are you, Rowdy?
I am 18.
And you're dating a younger guy?
He's a junior in high school.
Okay, who screened this phone call? hang on just a minute, okay?
My niece
I have to
phone.
Fire somebody. Who is Boston Rob screening the phone calls, Ashley? Where is Boston Rob? He's smoking a cigarette? I'd like to kick him in the testicles. He decided that what he wanted to put on the air was an 18-year-old girl asking about dating a younger guy. I swear to you, when I went to that call, I thought, oh, it's probably like a 47-year-old woman dating a 20-year-old. Interesting. Now, I'm 18. I just got my first Barbie dream house, and I'm dating this guy, and we fight about it all the time. Like, he wants the Malibu Barbie, and I'm like, no, I want to sit and spin. What is that? Did you hear what he screamed? Look, Eddie's disgusted. Eddie's disgusted in there right now. Like, how did that get on the air, he's saying. Like, Eddie's going to go in there and take over.
Dude.
What is that, Eddie?
So not only that.
Yeah.
I just find out that he IMs Ashley and says, can you watch the phones for me while I go grab a smoke?
That kid, man.
I'm furious right now.
Yeah.
Furious.
That, you should go out there and very politely let him know.
I'm going to rip him. I'll be back.
Oh, no.
He's probably spitting blood.
Listen, Rowdy, it's going to be difficult to give you advice. You're 18 years old.
You shouldn't be dating.
Yeah, you're 18. Yeah.
Well, I guess that's exactly why I was calling in, simply because it's, you know, the age thing. And I'm, you know, like, it kind of relates, I guess, to the previous question, since it talks about appearance.
How old is he? You're 18. He's how old?
He's 17, a junior in high school.
Well, you're 18. How far out of high school are you?
Yeah, I mean,
one year?
I'm a freshman in college.
Yeah.
So he's only 2 years behind you. You make it seem like you're, oh my God, he's a junior in high school.
Yeah, like, oh my goodness.
Racing more than the
like, he's practically retarded, guys. All right, Rowdy. Yeah.
Good luck.
Seriously, don't date for another 12 years.
Seriously.
P1 Angel is on the line. Are you there, Angel?
Yeah, I'm here.
How old are you?
I am 21.
You're 21?
Yes.
What's your question?
Well, what does it mean when a guy holds out on sex?
He's cheating.
Are you sure?
Russell, you say it's that he's cheating?
Or he's gay.
We just read a statistic about that, about gay men.
He's more gay. Yeah.
That, honestly, we just read a statistic about that the other day that said that men that hold out on sex generally, now this is with their wives, they were saying, that it's an indication that he's gay. But so, Russell, you want to complete that thought, or should we go to B-Dub?
Yeah, I mean, that's basically like, B-Dub, I don't know what else.
What do you think?
That could be it. I mean, if it's early on in the relationship and he wants to go that window of time, he could be very old-fashioned. He could be hanging out with three or four gals and doesn't want to throw you into the mix and doesn't want to be one of those guys that has multiple partners all at the same time, though I don't think it stops a lot of guys.
I want to jump in on this one. I've changed since becoming Christian. You know, before I was Christian, trust me, I would have a very, it was very easy for me to have sex with somebody. Now, as a Christian, when my wife and I decided we were going to get married, we waited until we were married. It may be a religious thing. Have you asked him if it's a religious thing?
I've asked him about it, and he just says he's not that into sex.
Well, then that is definitely. Ask him if it would change anything if you had testicles.
How old is he?
You know what? Sometimes I thought about it because he's always talking about his friend at work. But I don't know because
he's
so
friend
manly that it's kind of hard to believe.
Danny, what are your thoughts on that?
I don't know. She's... are you sure you guys are dating?
Yeah, are you?
Yeah, we've been together for like 4 years. We have a daughter and everything.
Oh, he must have hated making that child. Like, oh, this is so gross.
4 years. 4 years. I think he's...
How often did you guys have sex?
He's hooking up with someone else.
Yeah, how often do you guys have sex?
Well, once we went 6 months without it, and then...
Oh.
We did, and then someone...
And then finally he was like, okay, great. What if we have to?
Hold the bowels over my head.
Yeah. Gosh.
Can you at least give me some sodium pentothal and knock me out, please? Yuck. Yeah, I don't know, Angel. That doesn't sound good. I think talk about maybe you guys should see a therapist.
Or get crazy. Do something different. You know, get them going a little
bit. Yeah, you know, like put on a suit.
A strap on.
Put on a suit or dress like football an NBA uniform. Player.
Yes.
All right, thank you for the call. Let's see.
Wow. Suit. That'd be awesome. Hey, what's going on here, honey? I'm trying to get you in the mood, right? Why'd you cut your hair off?
Wait, why are you bald? P1 Spoon, are you there?
I'm here.
What is your question?
My question is, I want to know why guys are so picky about their lunch.
This is a question. Look at Eddie. Look at Eddie. Got so mad.
Like
Eddie, come in here. Come in here, Eddie. Eddie likes his sandwich like he likes his sandwich. I think Eddie would be really good to answer this question.
Yeah, that's what I've heard.
Yeah. Eddie, would you like to let this woman know why men are so picky about their lunch?
Okay, first of all, this better not be my fiance.
No.
Okay, good. Okay, secondly, we're not picky. We just like things the way we like them. And if you're going to go so far as to go, you know what, I'm going to make my guy their lunch, make it the way we want it, or else don't bother.
I agree with that.
Do you get that?
I get that.
Okay,
get
then
that.
Don't call here with that stupid question.
No, she...
This is not my woman's sandwich. It's very simple. Mayonnaise, mustard, you put the lunch meat and cheese, and that's it.
Spoon, do you have a husband or a boyfriend or what?
I have a husband.
And what do you make him?
I make him his lunch pretty much every day.
Does he complain about it?
Well, no, but this is what I found out later. He didn't complain about it. Because he wanted me to keep making his lunch, and then I told him about Eddie, and then he told me I was doing it all wrong. So I've been schooled.
Okay, and so that now you're going to do it right.
Well, I'm working on it.
Okay. Better to do it right, P1 Spoon. Better to do it right.
Yeah.
No, I love P1 Spoon. She's cool. She emails me all the time.
You know who she is?
Yes. I'm trying to teach her the ways of the Force and how to correctly make sandwiches.
P1 Nicole is on the line. And Nicole, are you there?
Yep.
Nicole is 19. She's dating a 33-year-old.
Wow.
Why?
Jeez.
And you're wondering what?
I'm wondering if that's weird that he's interested. Like, everyone keeps telling me that's weird.
Russell, you're 32. What do you think?
Dating? You guys are dating, right?
Yeah.
How long have you guys been together?
Like 5 months.
Yeah, that's crazy. I mean, like a weekend.
Why is that crazy? Why is that crazy, Russell? What if he actually
really
cares?
There's not one thing that her and I have in common. Not one. I mean, you know, we're human. Mm-hmm. You know, and maybe the sex is great. That's cool. But
what was your favorite, Russell? What was your favorite band in high school?
Pantera.
Name one song from Pantera, Nicole.
I can't.
Okay, yeah. Nicole. What was your favorite band last year in high school?
Years ago.
Rascal
Flatts.
Who? Rascal Flatts. Russell, that's are you familiar with Rascal Flatts?
Is that
Flatts?
A country band?
Russell doesn't live in Santee.
No.
That's
right.
Yeah, and I don't listen
well,
to country, sorry.
I think that there probably is a little bit of a generation gap between you guys, and what do you guys talk about?
We get along, we have the same sense of humor, and we like the same activities.
Like, give me an example of activities that you guys like together.
We like to go, to the desert.
Because he can't take you to a bar, because you're not legal to drink.
You can't go to a bar.
Does he bring around his family?
Yeah, does he bring you around the family?
Yeah, he brings me around his family. His family loves me.
Are those his mom kids or his parents?
Yeah, his parents. Has he introduced you to his parents?
Yeah.
Have you introduced him to your folks?
Yeah.
And did your dad punch him in the face?
I would.
Yeah, how did your dad feel about you dating a 33-year-old?
They were kind of creeped out at first, but now they're okay with it. Like,
now they're home.
Hey, hey.
Hello.
That's exactly the reason right there.
Yeah, exactly.
At 19. Dirty jokes.
At 19, she's not getting it. I you know what? I don't get... Does he provide you alcohol when you go to the desert?
We can't turn it up because we're ramping back up on the delay because she cussed.
Way to go.
Wow.
Wow, way to go, potty mouth.
It's almost like if he takes her to the desert, and I'm sure they have some cocktails out there, he's breaking the law.
Yeah.
He's providing alcohol to a minor, and it's his girlfriend.
That is kind of weird.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's purely physical, probably, and he's probably stoked. She's probably an attractive gal. Yeah, and he's a champ to his friends. Hey, we could all say, hey, that'd be great. Let's date someone younger. And, hey, maybe some relationships work out, because I know some of us have people that are younger.
If we're being honest, I think that most 33-year-old guys, if you went to your boys and you said, hey, you got this girl I'm dating, 19 years old, she's a knockout, you know? Sure, your boys would be like, wow. That's great, but I don't know that they think the joke's going to last 4 months.
Exactly.
Or any longer.
Yeah.
I mean, you know. Nicole. What's
going to
happen after that?
Nicole, how do you feel about him?
I like him. I'm not, like, in love with him or anything. I mean, it's cool for now, and we both have that understanding that we enjoy each other's company, but it's not going to be, like, forever. We know this.
You know that it's not going to be forever?
Yeah,
like, see, I don't know that most adult relationships are like that.
He's definitely having a good time.
Well, yeah, I mean, the thing is
he loves it. That she doesn't care that it's going to last for 5 more days. Or,
right.
You know,
right,
year.
Because most adult if you were single, neither Russell nor Brian are single at 33. They're both married. But if you were not and you got into a relationship with somebody, you would never go into a relationship if it were your girlfriend, if it moved to the point where she became your girlfriend. No 33-year-old single dude that finally said, okay, this is my girlfriend, would go, hey, I know it's not going to work out. Not unless you're in a very dysfunctional, messed up, kind of like, you know,
yeah,
bizarre.
Yeah, is he a career guy? Does he have a career?
Hello? I don't know what just happened.
Oh.
Anyway, that's a great question.
Because he could be that young guy, and we all hit that period, but, I mean, we've seen those guys that are still, those buddies you have that are still kind of going through the motions of, mm-hmm. you know, hanging in PB every weekend and, you know, doing that thing, and he's dating this young gal. Some guys kind of go a different road, to each his own. I think we all agree on that, but, I mean, she's just kind of like in the moment, and I think she's just, you know, all I can say is get out of it whatever you want, because that's what I think he's doing.
Yeah. Hey, P1 Dorothy, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, is this a real question? This is really what you wanted to ask?
This is really what I wanted to ask. I have been through breast cancer, and I am 49 years old, and yes, I'm overweight, and I am just a wonderful person, and because of my medical health, losing weight is very difficult, and no one can see past that, and I want to know what can I do as a person. I mean, I work out and I do what I can do, you know, but physically it's difficult for me. What can I do for men to see past that?
You're gonna hear some very honest answers, Dorothy.
I want some honest answers.
Russell,
and it's okay.
Russell is first of all, before we get started, is there an age group of men that you are attracted to?
I'm not stereotypical. I don't like the females who want to date these young kids. Because I think that's horrible. So 40 and over.
Okay. Well,
think women should date anybody that's 49 under 40.
Okay. I still think
we're molesting somebody's kid.
You believe? You know? Wait. You believe that as a 49-year-old woman, if you're dating a man that is under 40, that is quote molesting somebody's kid?
Not necessarily under 40, but you know, there's women my age that have boyfriends that are 21, 29. I have a kid. My oldest daughter's 25, for God's sake. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so you're on age. Yeah. Your kid's on age, yeah.
I want someone my age that's acceptable.
Right,
I wouldn't
want
to date somebody my children's age.
Russell is 32 years old. Russell, Dorothy's 49 years old. She's overweight. Wants to know why it's hard for her to find a man to see past this.
Well, from her initial introduction, it sounded like she kind of dwells on everything that she's been through. Maybe kind of to a fault, mm-hmm. you know, maybe it's that she's, you know, putting this, that she's gone through breast cancer, which congratulations for battling that and getting through that. But
thank you for that.
Yeah. Maybe not dwelling on that so much. And I don't know that you are, but my own take is that maybe you are when you're talking to people and this is kind of a downer to other people.
Well, no. It's quite the opposite. I'm telling you that because I'm a survivor and I'm 5 years out.
But right. When you meet men, do you tell them?
Oh, Lord, no.
Okay,
oh,
fair
no,
enough.
No, no,
do you
no.
think that's a turnoff to guys then? Is that what you're saying? You do agree that
I just don't think it's something you would tell anybody. I mean, unless you're really into a relationship, that's not something, hi, how are you? I'm Dorothy, I have breast cancer.
No, right, 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 right.
No. I was just telling you that to let you know that I am a survivor and I have this wonderful spirit about me. But, you know, it's hard. Men don't even want to talk to you when they see you're overweight. They, you know, it's hard to even get a conversation.
Brian, no, go ahead, you know? Russell.
Well, I was just going to say, I just say be yourself. I mean, that's kind of the, I mean, from my opinion, is just be yourself, you know, be real, be who you are, because that's what people are going to like. You know, you being something else or acting like something else to you know, maybe appeal to somebody else's desire or somebody else's want, you know, that's never going to be, that'll be the short-term, answer.
But you got to understand, Dorothy, and I'm not on the panel, but I'm going to give you my opinion anyway.